Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Jenny Davidson. She is the CEO and Executive Director of Stand Up Placer. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
StandUpPlacer.org is the website. We've been proudly working with you for years now, Jenny. Unfortunately, your work is more difficult and more important than ever.
Yes, that's very true. Stand Up Placer, we serve survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking in Placer County. And this year has definitely been the most difficult that we've seen.
How did Stand Up Placer get started?
Stand Up Placer started in the mid-70s as a domestic violence and rape crisis center. We've been operating for over 40 years, and in 2016, we added human trafficking to our victim type. So we've been serving victims of all three for over 40 years and working on trying to help folks who want to escape violence to get into a healthy place and to get to a place of really thriving. So we're right there on scene in the moment when the violence happens, and then we sit with them through the hospital and we're able to get them into our safe house. We have a 55-bed safe house. We have therapists and attorneys and a 2-year housing program as well. So we're really there from the very first violence until that survivor is ready to thrive on their own.
One of the things I like that you do is you've got a thrift store. A lot of people leave the house with just the clothes on their back, and I know you take your victims in and you let them do a little shopping spree.
Oh, it's so much fun. You know, imagine going into a store as someone who has been heavily controlled and told exactly what you're allowed to get and what you can't get, and then actually going into a store and being able to get anything that you want. Our survivors shop for free. They can have anything in the store, and it's really amazing. We have had survivors in the past who their abuser wouldn't let them dress a certain way or wear a certain color or whatever, and they go into the thrift store and they get to pick anything they want with no restrictions, and it's amazing to get to be part of that.
Yep, absolutely. Now, if someone's listening right now and they need your help, what's the best way to reach out?
Right now, we have a couple of ways. So we've always had our helpline, which is 1-800-575-5352, and they can call that anytime, day or night, and there's somebody awake and at work ready to answer that call for them. Or because of COVID and how hard it has been for victims to get away from their abuser long enough to make a phone call, we created a chat feature on our website. So they can go to our website and just chat with a survivor, you know, like a text chat, so that if they need silence and they need to be able to reach out without speaking, they can do that through our website.
StandUpPlacer.org is the website, and that crisis line phone number, once again, is 800-575-5352. Does the situation need to get physical before a victim can access your services, Jenny?
Absolutely not. We really hope to see people early on when they see those warning signs coming and to get them to safety before they're in physical danger. And sometimes that emotional abuse, the psychological abuse, the gaslighting is even more impactful to a victim's life. And so we don't want them to go through another minute of that. We would definitely prefer that people reach out before it gets physical and we're able to get them to safety.
What are some of the warning signs?
things like somebody who is really controlling the other person, deciding who you can see, when you can see them, really isolating you. And what's really hard with COVID is that isolation is kind of part of how we're keeping each other safe. So there's a big difference between like, hey, let's be socially distant, let's stay in our own homes or whatever, and cutting off all communication and not allowing them to make phone calls or Zoom calls with their family, right? So it's become a really difficult line to make sure that people understand. With a pandemic, a lot of the rules have kind of turned on their heads. Control is a huge part. Jealousy, extreme jealousy is a huge part. It's all about power and control. So all those different methods that a perpetrator may use to intimidate or control a victim.
Unfortunately, as you mentioned, the pandemic has made it easier for the perpetrators to get away with domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking.
Absolutely. And it's been really, really difficult for victims to even get to a place where they can make a phone call. So like we said, we did start that chat feature on our website at standupplaster.org. Even still, we're hearing from law enforcement way more often than we used to. And that's because it's escalating to really severe violence much more quickly as people are forced to shelter in place with their abusers.
How many victims do you serve every year under normal circumstances?
We usually average about 3,000 victims a year. This last year, we served over 5,000 victims. So our numbers are through the roof. And not only that, the stories that we're hearing are far more violent than we've ever heard before. I've actually received phone calls from our advocates after they've had a really difficult call and they're in tears and they just need somebody to talk to because of what they know is happening right in our neighborhoods, right in our community. It's just hard to process that kind of trauma. It's been a really, really hard time for our advocates as well. And a lot of them have been working remotely in order to make sure that we're able to socially distance in our offices. And what's really hard with that is now they're kind of bringing all of that into their sanctuary, where in the past they could just leave work, you know, and you sort of decompress on your way home, you get home, and you know that in your house, in your home, you don't have to hear those stories. But with people needing to work remotely, now all that violence is even coming into the homes of our advocates. And so it's been a very rough year for everybody who's advocating on behalf of these survivors as well.
The advocates, you guys are all superheroes in my book. And I'll tell you, yeah, like you said, it's getting tougher. And thank goodness you guys are there to help.
Yeah, we're always looking for ways to break down barriers as well. So we constantly look at what might prevent somebody from being able to access our services. So a couple of years ago, one thing we realized is that we were turning away a lot of people because they had pets, and we were not able to accept them into our safe house because they didn't want to leave their pet behind. They knew that their abuser would injure or even kill their pets. And so a couple of years ago, we became pet friendly. That's just been an incredible help during this time because people especially don't want to have something awful happen to their pet. So the fact that they can come into a safe house and have their pet with them, that's been a huge, huge help.
Pets are family. And I remember way back during Hurricane Katrina, I remember seeing the heartbreaking look on these people's faces when they were saying, you can get in the boat, but you can't bring your pets.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people wouldn't get in the boat. I'm not leaving my pets behind.
Yeah, and you think about all the fires, and that's a thing we hear there too, right? They're losing everything in that moment, but they're going to make sure that they get their pets out with them and to safety. I never heard a single story that they said, oh, the car's too full, so we didn't bring our dog. You know, like you lose that set of china before you lose that dog. They're very, very important in our lives.
No question.
I'm super grateful to Red Rover for their help in helping us to establish some protocols and policies and even fund us toward becoming pet friendly.
Nicole Forsyth and the amazing superheroes over there at Red Rover.
Yep, we love them.
Now, you have an event coming up on January 20th, and you're going to be working with Roseville PD and the FBI. Tell me a little bit about that, Jenny.
Yes, it's really exciting. It'll be a web conference, and people can register starting next week on our Facebook page. We're going to be discussing human trafficking, how it happens right here in our community, how the FBI gets involved, what Roseville Police Department is doing on their behalf, and what Stand Up Plaster does for the survivors. We're going to have a survivor of human trafficking on the panel as well. She will be answering questions about her own experience and how it feels to now be leading a life of safety. I feel like it's just going to be an incredible opportunity for people to kind of see behind the curtain of human trafficking.
And that'll be available on your Facebook page. We can sign up there, facebook.com/standupplaster, I'm guessing.
Yep, absolutely. And this is Human Trafficking Awareness Month, so wear your blue and support survivors of human trafficking. Realize that most survivors of human trafficking were first trafficked before the age of 18. So no matter what their age is now, if they're being trafficked, it probably started as child abuse. And so we're just here to help those survivors to realize that they deserve a life of safety. They deserve to make their own choices in their lives and to not be assaulted on a daily basis. So we're really proud to represent the rights of human trafficking victims in our community and to help them to get to safety and to work so closely with Roseville Police Department and the FBI toward that goal.
You guys do some amazing work, no question about it. You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas. My guest is Jenny Davidson of Stand Up Placer. StandUpPlacer.org is the website. And that crisis line phone number, once again, 800-575-5352. Yeah, as I mentioned, you guys do some amazing work at Stand Up Placer, Jenny, and you have some great support from the community. Let's talk a little bit about the Berryessa, Castro, and Lorge Family Fund.
Let's do that. Along with them, the Placer Shares Grant Fund for the COVID relief, because of the generosity of these two groups, we were able to have a fundraiser over the holidays. And they put up, one put up $20,000, one put up $25,000, and they were willing to have it as matching funds if we were able to get that many donations in. And, you know, that's a big stretch. That's a lot of money to try and raise, especially around the holidays
right.
in a time when unemployment is, a high and people are worried about their futures, their financial futures. You know, we're going, okay, we usually get about $10,000 at the end of year appeal, but let's try to get up to $45,000 so we can get everything matched dollar for dollar. And we actually got over $50,000. So that's amazing. We got our 100% match, and the generosity of this community brought in all of those extra dollars as a match. And so it's just such an incredible thing that helps us to be able to keep the lights on, to be able to serve those survivors who need that help. You know, right in the heat of that moment, we're able to meet them on scene and be at their side, and they never have to go through this awful trauma all alone. They'll have an advocate by their side. So that is directly because our community responded and saw the need and stood up and supported it in such a generous way.
That's amazing, like you said, especially during the holidays.
And yes, exactly.
And speaking of fundraisers, due to the pandemic, one of our favorite fundraisers was a little different last year, but I sure had fun at the Stand Up at Home virtual gala.
Yeah, we had so much fun. Oh my goodness, that was such a fun evening. And we're probably going to end up with something like that again this year. We're still practicing the social distancing, and we're not able to have our usual Dancing with the Stars. Though, do look for us next year. I hope we see the end of this pandemic and we're back to dancing soon.
That was the first time I'd done a virtual fundraiser too. So that was the practice round. I'm ready for the real thing now.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll keep it going. That was a really, really enjoyable event. So much fun, so much laughter that night.
That was great. Yeah, that was a good time. And raising a little money for Stand Up Placer.
Absolutely. Every dollar is just going to support these survivors. It's someone you know. It's someone in your neighborhood. It's somebody just down the street. It's, you know, your cousin, your child, your parent who may need help someday. We're here. We're the front line for that. And as first responders, we're actually, we have the vaccine open up for us this week. So a lot of our staff are getting vaccinated and really working toward trying to be able to make sure that we're right there on scene with those survivors right when they need us, and we can stay healthy and be in the hospitals as they're getting treated and be able to be by their side in court and wherever they are that they need our help.
taking care of the victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. Absolutely. You guys are superheroes.
Aw, thank you. I agree. I look into the faces of all of our advocates, and I look into the faces of our survivors the day they first come to us and the day they're graduating, and I am very proud to be able to be part of that team.
Now, the gala was online last year, Jenny. How else has the pandemic changed the way Stand Up Placer operates?
We've had to change a lot of things, but some of them have been incredible, and we're hoping to hold on to some of them. So one thing, we've moved a lot of our therapy to online therapy. We're able to actually buy laptops for some of our survivors who otherwise couldn't access online therapy.
Right.
And they have what's basically like a Zoom or a Skype meeting with a therapist. And we're having our wait list is going down faster than ever, because a lot of times, you know, people could only get into town on a certain day, or have childcare on a certain day, then their availability to receive therapy was so narrow. And so we had to wait for one survivor to be off, you know, out, done with the services before we could bring a new one in. But with the online, it just opens up so many more times when the victims are available and our therapists are right there able to do therapy. So that's been awesome. Like I said earlier, we put a chat feature on our website at standupplaster.org. So people who are sheltering in place and they have an abuser right in their home listening to every word they say, they can hop on that website chat feature and be able to chat with us and get the assistance that they need. We have been able to do support groups online, and if people are listening and they need support for somebody who's LGBTQ, we have a support group for that. We have support groups for domestic violence, support groups for sexual assault, and our housing support group. So many things are maybe even working better than they were before the pandemic. But there's also other really difficult things. The abuse is much worse this year. The trauma is much worse this year. When they get to us, it really took so much more for them to have the ability to leave, that they're coming to us a lot more traumatized than in years past.
Yeah, you've got more work on your plate than ever before, unfortunately. Speaking of which, are you looking for volunteers, and how else can our listeners help the team at Stand Up Placer?
Yes, absolutely. We are desperate for volunteers in our thrift store specifically. We have had to really restrict the number of hours that we could be open because some of our volunteers were older or they had compromised immune systems. And so we've had to cut back our hours, and our thrift store is at the point of really losing money. It's always just sort of been a break even. It's really more about our survivors having a free place to shop,
right,
a program more than it is a revenue stream.
Right.
But now it's just losing so much money because we're not able to be open all the hours that we could be. So volunteers in our thrift store, that's a huge, huge need. And it's really so much fun. My son and I even do it occasionally just to have fun. And so, if there's a family group who might want to come and volunteer together, if there's a group of friends and you're missing each other and you want to do something, you can't go to movies, you can, you know, dedicate your Saturday afternoons to coming down and running the thrift store, or, you know, your Sunday mornings or Tuesday evenings, or, you know, whatever the time is that you're available. Just finding a group of three or four friends who might want to come and do that together would save the life of a survivor who then is able to get away from violence, because we're not using our other funding to just keep a thrift store open.
Yeah, what a rewarding way to spend some time, though, volunteering in the thrift store and helping out victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking, and having a little fun along the way.
Absolutely. And it is so much fun. It really is a fun volunteer experience. We have other volunteer spots as well, and some positions that we are attempting to hire right now. So we have a crisis intervention training coming up in the middle of February. So be watching our Facebook for that. And it's on our website as well. If you go to standupplaster.org and look on the volunteer link, you'll see all the opportunities. People can respond to hospitals. They can respond and go with people to court. They can go with folks who have different medical appointments or, you know, different things. So February 16th is the start of that. It goes Tuesday and Thursday nights and Saturdays for until the end of March. And so people who are interested in volunteering, definitely look up at standupplaster.org.
Any special needs for Stand Up Plaster right now?
I think, honestly, like we always think of, you know, like what can someone get or donate right now? And everybody hates to ask for money, but that really is the thing that we need in order to keep these services going, in order to a lot of the things we have to purchase for our survivors are things that, you know, we can't really ask the public for because our survivors need, you know, very specific medication, or they need, so even gift cards at pharmacies or Target or Walmart that allow our survivors to be able to pick up their prescriptions or to pick up, you know, if they need gluten-free food or they need something very specific, either, you know, cash donations or gift cards for shopping. Those are always really, really important.
Yeah, cash or gift cards is always the best option because you can turn that into exactly what the victim will need.
Exactly. Also, if people really love their Amazon shopping, we do have a store. If you go to Amazon and add Amazon Smile and have a certain portion of your purchases go to Stand Up Plaster, so you can do that on Amazon. But also, we have a charity list, and you can go there and see things that our survivors have specifically asked for and click on those things and purchase them, and they get mailed to our post office box, and then we are able to get them into the hands of survivors. So that's right there on Amazon. Just look up Stand Up Plaster, and you'll see the list of things that our survivors have asked for.
Well, we're running out of time, my friend, but before we go, let's talk a little bit more about the event you have coming up with the Roseville PD and FBI on January 20th.
Yeah, so just keep watching on Facebook for our announcement for registration. It'll be on our website as well. And we look forward to having a conversation with an agent from the FBI and two officers from Roseville Police Department and one of our human trafficking survivors, as well as I'll be there. So we're going to talk about how we all partner together to get people from really the worst trauma you could imagine into thriving in a life of health and safety. So tune in and join the conversation.
Fantastic. So keep an eye on the website. Keep an eye on the Facebook page. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Jenny Davidson is the CEO and Executive Director of Stand Up Plaster. That crisis line phone number again is 800-575-5352 and the website standupplaster.org. Thank you so much for doing what you do, Jenny.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@entercom.com, sacpsa@entercom.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Stay safe, stay connected, and thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!